What are your thoughts on family life?
I think family is important because people shouldn't be alone. After work, my wife and children are usually waiting for me, and we all talk about our day. We discuss any problems that may have come up. We continue our conversation over dinner. After dinner, we watch TV, listen to music, and do other things together. I find this very relaxing and truly enjoy the time I am able to spend with my family. If anyone has any good ideas, we talk it over. Everyone has a share in the housework. Everyone has something to do. My wife, for example, cooks, cleans, vacuums, and irons. And I cut the grass, take out the garbage, and do the dishes. I also take care of the food shopping. Everything isn't always perfect, however, and sometimes we get into arguments. Usually over small things like what TV channel to watch and whose relatives we are going to visit over the weekend. I have no regrets about getting married. Family life requires a lot of commitment. People have to adjust to the other members of the family. You can't always do what you want. You must take into consideration others as well. If you want to go to a football match, your wife could say that she hates that. She might get sad, irritated, or hurt if you don't listen to her. She may remind you that your single days are long over. She may also not approve when you go out to meet with your old friends either, because you have already spent enough time with them. Your old life is over. It was good, but it's in the past. Over. Finished. The quicker you realize it, the better. Now you are a family man. You might as well forget all of your old friends. Remember, your wife's ultimate goal is to rule over you, and she will do it gradually so you won't notice. I live alone, and you couldn't pay me enough to get married. I am free to do whatever I want. If I decide to go out and meet friends, no one tells me when to come home. Being alone, you also avoid the fights that frequently happen in marriage. I have seen how my married friends live. I want no part of that. They have my deepest sympathies. Marriage has made them completely different. These days, the only thing they look forward to is reminiscing about the old times, complaining about their wives, and listening to stories from their friends that are still single. How pathetic. They have no one to blame but themselves. There are some marriages that are good. For example, mine. My wife and I understand each other. We live in complete harmony. We care about one another. We worry about each other and are attentive to each other's needs. We're bringing up our children well, paying attention to both their physical and psychological needs. Religion plays a central role in our lives, and we are faithful churchgoers. We are poor and live a modest life, but we would like to give our children as much as possible. We want to see them succeed in all their endeavors. I enjoy married life. I am lucky because I was fortunate enough to have wealthy parents. Financially, we live worry-free. I can afford to take my wife and children abroad many times a year. My wife is young and beautiful. I am, however, extremely jealous of her, and I could kill anyone that stares at her. She is a good cook. She is always coming up with new and delicious dishes. We eat well, and we are content.
I am in a bad marriage. It's hell. We constantly argue. My husband frequently comes home drunk. He can't handle alcohol. He's drunk after one glass of wine. Then he starts to pick fights with me. He blames me for everything. He says that I am responsible for his failures. He beats me on a regular basis and always has an excuse for why. However, at work, he acts like a coward. He doesn't talk back to his boss and takes everything they give him because he is afraid that they will fire him. At home, however, he feels like a big shot next to a woman. I have decided if he touches me one more time, I'm going to call my brother, and he will take care of the problem. He'll give him a lesson in good manners. I'm not complaining, and I don't want to bore you with my problems. I can't live like this much longer. I'm going to divorce him and already have the papers ready to turn in. I just need to find a good attorney.
My wife and I have been married for 5 years now, and I wouldn't change a thing. Of course, there are times when I think about how easy things were when I was single, but I wouldn't trade places with my single friends. We have young children, and although they are lovely, it is a lot of responsibility. I work, of course, so I cannot be with them all day. My wife stays home and tends to the children, but it is very tiring for her. We should take turns looking after the children, but unfortunately, by the time I get home from work, they are already asleep. You need to watch what they are doing every second, because in the blink of an eye, they can be in danger.